From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. As the survivors of Myanmar's cyclone struggle to get help, many family and friends feel virtually powerless. A number of them escaped from the country, formerly known as Burma, and settled in Fort Wayne, Indiana. As Chicago Public Radio's Michael Puente reports, Fort Wayne has the largest population of Burmese refugees in this country.
For Dr. Ken Oo, the past week has been filled with feelings of helplessness, despair, and a realization that two of her cousins probably did not survive the devastating cyclone that hit the country's Delta region a week ago.
Unfortunately, I think two of them has been wiped out because he worked offshore. I don't think we'll be able to, you know, get hold of him at all.
Dr. Oo left Burma for Fort Wayne years ago and treats many in the refugee community, most of whom speak little English. There are about 4,000 Burmese refugees living in this northeast Indiana city, about 2.5 hours east of Chicago. It's said to be the largest concentration in the United States. The immigration from Burma to Fort Wayne began in the late 1980s when many fled the Southeast Asian nation as the military junta government began its crackdown on dissidents who were calling for democratic and social reforms. Last night, Dr. Oo prayed with about 100 members of the local Burmese community on the lawn outside the stately Allen County Courthouse. Here, Christians, Muslims, and Buddhists lit candles as they called for the military rulers to allow international relief efforts to aid those suffering after the cyclone.
I just can't imagine living without water, without electricity, in this hot weather, no shelter. I just can't imagine how they can not allow the aids to come in when everybody is trying to help.
The events in Myanmar haven't gone unnoticed by 14-year-old Tae-u, who was born in Thailand but now lives with her family in Fort Wayne. She spoke of frustration at last night's service.
It's the only thing we can do right now. We could pray, we could sit here, we can make fundraisers, donate money, but that's not enough.
U says her family has been unable to contact loved ones in Myanmar either by internet or cell phone.
Phone lines are dead, so we don't know what to do right now, but we are trying to get contact.
As tears well up in her eyes, U says she hopes aid can find its way soon.
I'm worried more about the children and the older people. I have a grandfather and I have a grandmother, but I don't know what they are right now.
Fred Gilbert, a Fort Wayne social worker, says communication to Myanmar is never good, primarily because the government there monitors all communication with the outside world.
Just spotty here and there, but it's been very difficult. Apparently, some of the towers are working. No landline communication so far. We just haven't heard much.
Throughout the day, the Burmese community here will continue to gather to determine what they can do to provide relief for their loved ones nearly 9,000 miles away. For NPR News, I'm Michael Puente in Fort Wayne, Indiana.